Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Crystal Forbes with Great American Title, a family-owned and operated title company with over 30 years serving the real estate community. We provide title and escrow services for both Missouri and Kansas with locations throughout Southwest Missouri. We focus on providing exceptional customer service and trustworthy, reliable title insurance coverage. Our relationships with other industry professionals are why we are able to make dreams come true one closing at a time. Great American Title is proud to sponsor the Simply Authentic podcast, bringing the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help all of us get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast with Angie and Tanya. We are real estate pros, entrepreneurs, leadership gurus, and community enthusiasts. Our passion is sharing our experiences to enrich the lives of others. We hope to inspire you to live authentically. Welcome back to the Simply Authentic podcast. I'm Angie Mullings.
And I'm Tanya Murfin. And today, guys, we are celebrating a local business, 417 Cocktails. We have Mandy Fritz with us. Welcome, Mandy.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. So we're in the holiday season, in the thick of it.
Yes.
And we thought, what better way to celebrate the holiday season than to promote a local business owner? And one that makes fun cocktail mixes and mocktail mixes for the holidays,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, Mandy, tell us a little bit about how you got started and why you wanted to be a business owner. This is a small business, and that's not the easiest thing to do. So, give us the background of all of that.
Goodness. Well, before 2020, I was a stay-at-home homeschooling mom with just like a bakery business on the side. And when COVID hit, kind of everything stopped. Mm-hmm. My kids were getting close to graduating. It was my oldest son's graduation year, so that was fun. And you know, I started doing what every good human stuck in their house did. I day drank a lot. And built puzzles. So one of my sisters lives in Kansas City, and we, like, it was the first time we Zoomed, you know, because we yes. weren't seeing each other in person,
right.
And we
yeah.
looked like idiots. Like, we didn't even know how to talk to each other, and we're like, all right, we've got to come up with, like, an activity to do. Uh-huh. Well, she was day drinking as well, so I was like, ooh, I just made up some syrups. I'll send those to you. Let's make a cocktail over Zoom together. So we did that. And she was like, this made it so much better. Why don't you start, like, putting these cocktail kits together? And so I was like, well, okay. So I did that. And, yeah, we kind of, here we are.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was
that.
One of those crazy ideas that came out of COVID.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh. So are you traditionally creative and crafty?
I think so,
okay.
Yes. Like, I love to bake. I love to cook. So I've okay. always really been into pairing different flavors together mm-hmm. and just kind of learning how those go together. So I just kind of took all of that knowledge and put it into cocktails.
I love that.
Instead of food.
Yeah. You channeled it.
Yeah. Instead of nourishing, yeah. you know, our bodies, I was nourishing my mind with cocktails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I love
we
that.
Sit here with some of your cocktail boxes behind us and some of your drink mixes, the glitter mimosas,
yes,
right in my
so
eyesight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have to somehow get this in a box, right?
Yes.
You have to figure out how and who supplies boxes that you
right.
can fit all this in. So tell us what is behind that.
Mm-hmm. That has gotten more difficult as time has gone on. I did just change my boxes this year. I got a wonderful idea from Dreamy and Darlene. They are on C Street. And, you know, she was like, it'd be really cool if your boxes were kind of more see-through, because then if you carried them in other stores, they would kind of understand more what was in them. Because each cocktail kit has a 4-ounce syrup, a topper if needed, like a sparkling tonic water, something mm-hmm. like that, sugar, garnish, and bitters if needed. So you add alcohol, no alcohol if wanted, and then fresh citrus, and they all make four cocktails. So I changed the boxes this year. They're a lot more labor intensive and a little bit more expensive, but they really fit the mold. I like them a lot. But with that, unfortunately, I got my first tariff bill, and I thought it was fake. And I was like, well, this has to be, you know, junk mail. So I threw it away and I got another. You know, it was only like $25, but that wasn't something I was expecting when I was ordering 250 boxes.
And so who did the tariff bill come from?
The tariff bill came from UPS, because UPS has to pay the tariff when they get something. So these boxes come from China. There's no one in the United States who makes these boxes. There are very few box manufacturers in the United States to begin with. I definitely focus really hard on local and U.S. and small businesses, but, you know, box manufacturers, there isn't a small local box manufacturer. I wish there was. So, yeah, I got that. And so now reordering, I never know what that bill will be because it changes every day on the tariffs. And as a small business owner, that's not something I'm going to, like, follow and keep track of, because I don't have time. And nor the mental space that I want to pay attention to that riffraff every day. You know?
And you have a product to push out. You can't stop this second to figure that out.
And again, I am ordering maybe at the most 1,000 boxes at a time. So it won't ever be a tariff bill that's going to, like, put me out of business. But I definitely feel for small businesses that are. There's a few small businesses that I order products from that they don't exist anymore because of it. They just, the jars that they put things in were just too expensive. And so it's just not worth doing business anymore.
Interesting.
It stinks.
It does stink.
But I'm thankful so far that's been the only thing, because like I said, most of the products that I get are from small and local companies. So they are definitely dealing with the same things when it comes to, like I stock Pink House Alchemy syrups. They're from Northwest Arkansas. You know, I don't know if they get their jars from the U.S. or from someone else. You know, like they create their own syrups. They're using local farmers and local produce. And it's amazing and it's awesome and it's a women-owned business. But even then, you have to get your bottles from somewhere. You have to get your labels from somewhere. You have to get this from somewhere. So even when you're doing everything local and everything right, there still might be something in your product that you just don't have control over, that you have to get from somewhere else. It stinks, but so far. So yeah, if anyone out there knows any great box manufacturers, let us know. So yeah, that's kind of been the hardest thing that I never expected when I started a business, was just little things like that. You know, that I guess bigger businesses have people who keep track of that, you know, and things like that. But, you know,
So, you're a one-woman show. It's hard to keep up with all the ins and outs of that. So as you were thinking about the business and location, we obviously are not in studio. We are here on location in Mandy's shop, and we're on Market Street, and it's a lovely, lovely space, old brick building, and she's done a wonderful job with it.
Thank you.
So you should definitely come and check it out. But what, where were you looking and what made you locate here?
So when I first started, I subleased at 417 Charcuterie. They're not in business anymore, but they were in the Brentwood Center. And I while I did that, that kind of gave me, I was there almost a year, and that kind of gave me time to look for a space. And I knew I either wanted to be downtown or on C Street. I've, my son, my oldest, was like an Eagle Scout, and his project was to feed the unhoused. And so we got just really connected with that. So I wanted to be where I could help. And being downtown, I can help, because that's where people are in need. I mean, people are in need everywhere. But so being here, I can put a basket out front that has coats and sleeping bags and things like that that mm-hmm. my neighbors or customers donate, and people can just come by and grab it whenever needed. Bus passes, things like that. So I just wanted to be in the thick of it, but also I feel that downtown is so important to Springfield.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't have a thriving city without a thriving downtown.
Yeah.
Right. And our downtown right now is struggling. Mm-hmm. But the people who are here really, really care about it. And it's just an awesome community. Mm-hmm. Like Kingdom Coffee is my neighbor. Mm-hmm. Freaking love them.
Yes.
Springfield Brewing Company and Tiakita. It's great. Someone comes here to pick up a cocktail kit. I can just be like, go next door, grab this bottle of gin. It works perfect. Mm-hmm. Now you've got, you know, the perfect gift.
Yeah.
So I just like that. And being around all these coffee shops is difficult. I have to really watch myself. All of the great suites. But yeah, I just love downtown. And this building has lofts above me and behind me. Mm-hmm. So I've like just made friends that I'm going to have for the rest of my life. And I never thought that would happen. Mm-hmm. I thought I would have regulars that, you know, I would love. I have a community of friends that we go to the lake together every summer. We hang out every day. You know, we're texting each other when I'm not at the shop. And I just, I never thought that. Because you know, as adults, it's harder to make friends.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but that's amazing. That was really cool.
Yeah.
So something I didn't expect.
I had an appointment before we met this morning, and it was downtown. And so I had told you girls that I don't think we often think of how many businesses and individuals run their business from downtown.
Yeah.
And from inside these buildings. You know, there may be one door at the front of the building, but there might be 100 people housing that building with their individual business.
Yeah, it makes it really exciting when you kind of like get into the thick of downtown and understand that. Yeah.
And you saying that there's a whole community down here, I can see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're downtown, you walk around more, especially on the nicer days. So yeah, you just kind of get to know your neighbors a little bit more, and I like that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, and we talked about parking a little bit before we got started here, and you were saying, I mean, you have a parking garage right in front of your building here.
Yes, that is wonderful. It's right across the street. But yeah, downtown parking is something that's talked about a lot. Mm-hmm. There was a study done that you can park for free anywhere downtown and walk to your destination within 3 minutes, which is way shorter than if you're shopping at like Walmart and you need to go in there to get a milk. You're going to walk longer than 3 minutes.
Right.
You know, so you kind of have to think about it that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I do feel like we need to do a better job as a downtown of steering people to those free parking spots and to those free parking garages and maybe marking the lots that you get towed from better. Because I think that's everyone's biggest concern when they come downtown is, am I going to get towed? Am I going to get a ticket? Am I parking where I'm allowed to?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not like we're this big, huge city where we're all used to parallel parking and one-way streets and things like that.
Yeah,
so
if
we're not used to being downtown, it can make us, you know, a little nervous.
True.
I hate to admit this, but I learned how to parallel park by just watching people do it so wrong right outside my shop. I couldn't parallel park to save my life after having the shop for 6 months and just kind of like eyeing everyone out the window. Okay, I'm like, okay, I know. Okay. They cut it this way. Okay. Yeah. So now I can parallel park. Like, just amazing. It's a
perk.
That is one perk.
So it's holiday time. Tell us what it's like at 417 Cocktails at holiday time.
It is definitely the busiest time of the year for 417 Cocktails.
Yeah.
All throughout the year. It could be July and 110 degrees outside and someone will be like, I can't wait to come back in December. These are the perfect Christmas gifts.
Yes.
I get a lot of, oh my gosh, I had no idea what to get my father-in-law, but now I come here every year and it's perfect. So it's always the great gift for someone that you don't know what to get them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kits don't come with alcohol, I can really point you in the direction of what makes the best mocktail. Like I love using the Moscow Mule kits for mocktails. Because that ginger beer gives it a little bit of spiciness, a little extra oomph that you miss without the vodka.
Right.
You know, things like that. Palomas are actually great for mocktails as well, just leaving out the tequila.
Yeah.
So that's great. And then I do a lot of corporate gifting. Mm-hmm. So a lot of local businesses will make their own special kits. We'll do it. Oh, I can make it completely, you know, we can name it something fun.
Oh.
Have it, you know, we change the box color or the paper shred color. We can really make it just completely for your business.
I love that.
Add your logo to rocks glasses or whatever it may be. Mm. We've even partnered with like Tiakida before, and they've added, you know, I've left space for a bottle in the box, and then they'll add a bottle.
Add
so
that.
All kinds of fun stuff. So that makes it really fun to be able to talk to each business owner or each marketing person in that business and come up with something that works for their business and is just really fun.
Yeah.
And we always really pay attention to making it something that can be a cocktail and a mocktail if that's something that the company is worried about, because, you know, we do need to be inclusive for everyone.
Yeah, and for sure.
We don't always know why someone's choosing not to drink, so we need to make that an option and not be nosy about it.
Absolutely.
It's okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Restaurants now just have amazing like mocktail menus.
Yes.
And it is just like having a cocktail. It shouldn't be that you have to have like a Shirley Temple, this overly juiced, overly sweet kitty drink just because you're not partaking.
You're right.
And then as women, especially when we were younger, if you're out and you're not drinking, what's the first thing people ask you? Are you pregnant?
Yeah.
None of your damn business.
Yeah, right?
Right. Maybe I'm hungover. Yeah. You know, maybe I'm the designated driver. Maybe I'm on a new medication. Maybe I've got family issues with drinking.
Right.
You know, it's
exactly.
So having mocktails on menus and having mocktail options, it's not trendy. It's inclusive. It's the right way to be. And it's really exciting. Like, Golden Girl Rum Club has an amazing mocktail menu, and that's like one of my favorite places to go and have a cocktail. But I love being able to take anyone there, you know, who doesn't partake. So.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think, just as you were saying, it is supporting the more inclusive environment.
Exactly.
That not everybody wants to drink or needs to drink.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can go to Golden Girl Rum Club one evening for happy hour, and you don't have to be singled out as, well, she doesn't drink.
Exactly.
You just order off the menu, just like everybody else.
Because you really don't know why someone drinks.
That's
in like
right.
business meetings, things like that. It used to be a very really
true.
Big deal if you were the only one ordering a cocktail. So now that's not an issue. So it's really nice.
It really is.
Like even Holdfast Brewery, they carry non-alc beers. Like it's really cool. I'm a big fan.
Agree.
Yeah. So I love that you will tailor boxes to different businesses. So how much time frame do you need to prepare those kinds of things?
So it depends on like the size of the order. Last month I did like the biggest order I've ever done, which was really exciting. And like I got that done in a month, but that was, you know, October and not as busy.
Yes.
You know, the closer we get, the more time I'll need, because I already have a lot of orders. But like you asked earlier, what's the cutoff date? I hope to not have a cutoff date. I would say like December 23rd, I'm not going to be able to get like, you know, 50 cocktails, specialty cocktail tips out to you. But you know, the shelves will always be stocked. So if it's something where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get fired if I don't figure this out, we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
We're in this together.
Exactly.
Holiday season together.
Nothing
can be worse than when I used to do desserts and Valentine's Day would pop up.
Oh,
the number of men, unfortunately, that would call like on Valentine's Day.
Last minute.
I'd be like, dude, no, I can't do that. Sorry.
Not this year. Not
better
year.
Next year.
So, you know, you do special orders, but I do want to point out that you can come in and buy a box off the shelf. So if you're looking for that perfect gift, it's not something you have to call in advance for.
Yeah.
You can come in. She's got lots of giftware, glassware, and you can pick up a box and glasses to go with it. Lots of options here.
Got all the bar tools. Glassware, like you said, I carry non-alcoholic spirits and mixers that way. I don't carry alcohol. The bitters I absolutely love to death. If you're into cocktails, or someone that's on your Christmas list is into cocktails, bitters is an absolutely amazing way to kind of stuff their stocking with things. I could talk about bitters forever. It's like your seasoning cabinet for cocktails.
Right.
It can really change things up.
So. So if somebody wants to place an order with you for holiday time and or wants to come to your shop, give us the address of your shop and tell us the easiest way to find you online to place an order.
So online, I'm at 417cocktails.com.
Okay.
All the social medias, it's at 417cocktails.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only way I can remember it if I got it all together. I'm downtown at 211 South Market Avenue. I'm suite 103. So if you know where Springfield Brewing Company and Kingdom Cocktail is, I'm just right north of them.
It's super easy to find.
It is.
And a great parking garage across the street.
There you go.
Once again, there's plenty of parking right across the street.
Or I promise not to make fun of you to your face if you try to parallel park in front of the shop. I keep it to myself. Unless it's a really, really big truck and they've got like three spaces, but they still won't do it because they see me watching. That does happen, which I won't do it either. If someone's watching, that's like terrifying.
Well, Mandy, thank you for letting us come and visit you today.
Thank you both so much. Yeah. Thank you for what you do for the city and for small business owners. That's just amazing that you guys take the time to share what you love. And you guys really care about 417 and it shows. So I really appreciate that.
Appreciate you saying that.
Thank you guys.
Well, as we wrap up here, Angie, let's not forget to remind people to follow not only 417 Cocktails, but follow the podcast. I can't talk. The podcast on social media, Facebook and Instagram. And we want to thank our sponsors, Gershman Mortgage and Great American Title.
Yes. And we want to encourage you to share this episode. Everybody needs to come down and check out 417 Cocktails and say hi to Mandy here. And so we hope you guys will check it out and share this episode.
Happy holidays. We'll see you next episode.
See ya.
Find today's full video by searching the Simply Authentic Podcast on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and there you will find full videos of every episode.